You're experiencing a distinct lack of energy and you find it harder than usual to get up in the morning. You've never craved carbohydrates more and you can't think of anything worse than socializing. If any of this sounds familiar, you might just be feeling the effects of seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, as it's otherwise known. In Canada, approximately 2% to 3% of the population experiences seasonal affective disorder. An additional 15% of Canadians may experience a milder form of seasonal mood change, often referred to as the winter blues. That's a lot of people struggling when the seasons shift, so if this sounds like you, know you're not alone. So, what's going on inside? Blame it on the lack of sunlight. Without it, our brain's little powerhouse, the hypothalamus, doesn't get the memo to work properly. This means more melatonin. Makes you want to sleep all the time. Less serotonin, the happy juice that keeps us smiling. Circadian rhythms off kilter. That's why mornings feel sluggish. And ladies, listen up. SAD hits women 4 times more than men. Plus, studies show low vitamin D levels, a big problem in our long, dark winters, are linked to depression. No sun equals no D. Winter's long, dark nights have a way of settling into the bones. The early sunsets, the shadows creeping in before dinner, it's like the world whispers, slow down. Hibernate a while. I feel it too, that weight in the air, the quiet reminder of how deeply light and mood are woven together. But then the Christmas lights appear, and suddenly, the darkness feels less heavy. Pinterest image. There's something magical about their glow. But it's not just their twinkle, it's something ancient, almost primal. It's as though they reach out across time, reminding me of my ancestors who lit fires to push back the night. They didn't have terms like SAD, but they knew the dark could be a heavy thing to carry. Light wasn't just about survival, it was about the spirit. And here I am, generations later, finding that same spark of hope in a string of twinkling bulbs. Perhaps it's no wonder that Christmas lights resonate so deeply with us. They mimic the natural light phenomena our ancestors revered, the glitter of stars, the dance of auroras, the glow of fireflies, and the shimmer of moonlight on water. Even the way light reflects off fresh snow on a winter's day evokes that same primal wonder, casting the world in a radiant glow. Like those ancient wonders, they captivate our instincts, drawing us toward beauty and warmth. Light always guides us. Northern lights at Victoria Harbour Town Dock this fall, Caitlin Diver photo. Winter in my childhood? Oh, it was a lesson in finding light when the sun was stingy with its hours. My mom had this knack for chasing the sun at its peak. She'd bundle me up so tight in woolen layers I could barely bend my knees, and we'd head to her little winter sunroom, a corner of the yard shielded from the wind but bathed in sunlight. The snow sparkled like a million tiny diamonds, and the chickadees flitted around, their calls breaking the winter silence. Now, as the cold creeps in, I carry that lesson close to my heart. Pexels.com photo. Brighten your day with a dose of nature. Step outside, soak up some sunlight, and let nature work its magic. A morning walk within 2 hours of waking not only kicks off your vitamin D production but also helps reduce stress, anxiety, and even blood pressure. Stuck in an office? Grab any chance to step out or park yourself by a window to catch those precious rays. Your mood and body will thank you. Nordic folks live by the mantra, there's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing. They bundle up, face the chill, and dive headfirst into winter fun. Whether it's gliding through snowy forests on cross-country skis, twirling on frozen lakes with skates or taking a wild, heart-pounding dip in icy waters, they know how to turn the season into an adventure. These cold weather traditions don't just keep them moving, they're a surefire way to lift the spirit and keep the winter blues at bay. Stock cake photo. Feeling the winter blues tugging at your cravings for starchy carbs and sugary treats? Resist the urge. These quick fixes only lead to a blood sugar crash and leave you craving more. Instead, nourish your body with complex carbs that keep you balanced, fiber-packed fruits like bananas and apples, whole grains, beans, and leafy greens. Pair them with protein-rich goodies like nuts or lean options to fend off cravings and keep your energy steady. Light therapy. A bright solution. Let the light in. Light therapy is a proven way to combat SAD, with 85% of users reporting improvements, according to the Seasonal Affective Disorder Association. SAD lamps mimic natural sunlight and are widely available. Aim for 20 to 60 minutes of exposure each morning, using a lamp with at least 10,000 lumens for optimal results. The blue light connection. Therapeutic blue light helps improve mood and balance circadian rhythms, but weaker blue light from screens, like TVs, laptops, and smartphones, especially at night, disrupts melatonin production and sleep patterns. Limit evening exposure for better rest. Stock cake photo. Is light therapy safe? Light therapy is generally safe but requires caution in certain cases. Eye or vision issues. Conditions like diabetes may increase the risk of retinal damage. Photosensitive medications. Some antibiotics and anti-inflammatories heighten light sensitivity. Bipolar disorder. Bright light may trigger manic episodes. Always consult your healthcare provider to ensure light therapy is a safe and effective option for you. Architect Moshe Katz designed the Light Drops project in Helsinki's Senate Square to tackle the significant effects of limited sunlight on those living in northern regions, especially during the long, dark winters. Aware of the physical and mental toll of reduced sun exposure, Katz envisioned these structures as urban sanctuaries, providing therapeutic light and sound experiences to rejuvenate visitors. The innovative design features drop-shaped spaces, each capable of comfortably hosting up to 30 individuals. As an ecological landscape designer, I dream of seeing spaces like this woven into our public landscapes for everyone to enjoy. Nature-inspired design is the way of the future. Moshekatz.net photo. For a visual overview of the Light Drops project, you can watch the following video. Light Drops in Senate Square, Helsinki, hashtag Finland by Moshe Katz Architect. Monika Rikola is a certified landscape designer and horticulturist, passionate about gardening, sustainable living and the great outdoors. Contact her at monika.rikola@gmail.com.